queued up by Edley's Barbecue on 104.5 The Zone with Tennessee wide receiver Marquez Callaway. You like the Edley's Barbecue a little bit?
Yeah, I do. I haven't had it, but you know, I've heard things about it. So
you get to Nashville, it's on us.
I'll
hold
you to it.
Chad, just when you stood up with us, he said you're taller than I expected. Mm-hmm. You get that a lot?
Sometimes, you know. I mean, normally I'm really the tallest person, so it's good to see somebody else tall too.
What has been the initial impression for Marquez Callaway at the NFL Combine?
Just someone who's trying to be himself, you know, not trying to do too much, but, you know, go show his personality, show what he's all about, and not try to put on a facade.
What was it like for you guys this year? You lose to Georgia State, but not only that, on top of that, a really difficult loss to BYU, but to regroup after that. How tough was that? Where were you guys mentally after that BYU game, and how did you bounce back?
Well, we felt like we shouldn't have lost the game, but, you know, things go how the way they go. So we just tried to, you know, worry about the next game and at least try to get at least one win under our belt before we could start doing something. So once we got that win, we started coming together. And then we ended up losing, I think, to Florida and who was it? It was someone else. We lost two, I know.
Yeah.
So we ended up starting the season like 1-4 or something like that. But that's why we came in and said, you know, some things had to change. We couldn't. This is not how we're going to be remembered. This is not how our senior class is going to be remembered. So I feel like we came together as a team, not just the seniors, but the young guys stepped up because we held them more accountable. And coaches kind of sat back and let us do our thing. And then they was there to guide us and help us. But overall, they just sat back and let us do our thing.
Well, it's rare that a team is led by wide receivers as a position group, and you guys have three pass catchers here at the Combine. No Tennessee players were drafted a year ago. You, Juwan Jennings, Dom Wood Anderson, all here at the Combine this year. What was it like being a part of a group that was so influential with Tennessee football this year with all those guys?
Well, it's something special, you know. Anything to, you know, help out. I know we was in a bad state, but we was trying to look past it, put it behind us, and make sure it'll be something that future recruits would want to go to. And I feel like we did that. I know in the beginning of the season, like you said, people start turning away from us from the two difficult losses early on. But once we came together and regrouped and we started, you know, put on, like, this is what Tennessee really is about, and we was able to show that the last six out of seven games, I feel like it gave the class hope and the recruiting class hope. And I know the coaches and the players coming back are going to keep it going. So we tried to do what we could.
What's the number one knock on you that you hear and it just really makes you mad? For instance, you stood up and I said, well, you're taller than I expected. I expected you to be 6'1 or 6'2 and you look to be about 6'3, maybe taller. Yeah, the hair may be a part of it too. I like to think of myself as 6'3, but I'm probably not. But what's the one thing that you hear, the knock on you, that you just don't buy when you hear it from people, draft analysts or whoever it may be?
Well, really my speed. You know, a lot of people don't think I can run, but I'm here to show that I'm able to run, not just a deep threat either. I'm being able to be more versatile. So just being able to hear that, maybe they didn't think I was as fast as they thought I was.
Marquez Callaway has been our guest. Good luck here. Good luck in prime time running the 40.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joined now by former Vols wide receiver Juwan Jennings on the Vols flagship in Nashville, Tennessee. Juwan, welcome back to the Mid-State. You're on in the Middle Tennessee now, of course, a Blackman High School native. Got to ask you this. You're referred to as an alpha dog.
Yes, sir.
In your mind, what is the definition of an alpha dog, and are you one?
The definition of an alpha dog is someone who can, you know, dish out responsibilities as well as being able to take, you know, responsibility. And I definitely am an alpha dog. Since day one, you know, of my life, I've always been a leader, not a follower. And I think that's transitioned, you know, to where I am today. I never had any problems being heard. My voice has always been very vocal out there on the field, and just having juice out there every day, and just encouraging guys, you know, to bring out their best in each and every day in practices, and just letting them know if you do that in practice, the games are 10 times easier.
How much do you take pride in getting the best out of your teammates with being vocal and just the way you play the game?
Oh, I take a lot of pride in that. You know, you come out there some days on a Monday, a lot of guys don't want to practice, but little do they know, man, the days are counting down, and one day they're going to be, you know, out of college, and I don't want them to look back, you know, and to think, you know, what could they have done? What else could they have done, you know? And I don't want that for them, you know. They got all the ability in the world, and just for me, you know, a person that comes from, you know, basically nothing, you know, I want them to understand that that's the chance they have right there, and don't ever give it up.
So it took a second chance for you to be here. You're at the NFL training combine. You're getting set to get drafted. Jeremy Pruitt comes in. Philip Fulmer comes in, gives you that second chance. How thankful are you to them for that second chance to be a Tennessee Vol that led you to this point now?
Oh, that means everything to me. You know, I at one time didn't know if I was going to be playing football anymore. And to get that call from Philip Fulmer and go meet with Jeremy Pruitt, first and foremost, I knew they were genuine people. And it means everything, literally. I wouldn't be here without them. And for them to give me that second chance, it just shows, you know, how much they believed in me as a person. And, you know, I just take that into mind. I can't let them down just as much as I can't let my family down.
So many people here asking about you being a former quarterback and how that helps you. You were a basketball standout at Blackman also. I saw you at the Murphy Center dominate. Great rebounder. You're a physical athlete, period, even in basketball. How did basketball help you in terms of becoming a wide receiver later on in your athletic career?
Just kind of like that one-on-one mentality. You know, when I catch the ball, anybody in front of me, they just can't guard me. So that's the way I take, you know, basketball and the football. It's just that mentality you have to have. You know, you're not going to be denied. And that's something I take into, you know, in anything I do. It don't even have to be organized sports. You know, I'm just never going to be denied. I'm going to win. That's how you got to find a way to win. That's just how I look at things.
How much did Jim Chaney help you in terms of just the understanding of the game, playing wide receiver when he came in for your senior year?
Oh, yeah, Chain Gang. Jim Chaney, man. He's
an interesting character, too,
yeah,
by the way.
He is, man. He's a guru of what he does. And I say it all the time, man. That's a Hall of Famer just looking at you, man. And for him to come in and help me get to where I am, man, I'm so thankful, man, just to get to meet a person like him and his offensive mind, man. His IQ is off the charts. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to get to learn some of the knowledge I did from him, it definitely helps, especially in this process when teams want to talk to me about plays. I can always go back to Jim Chaney's playbook, and it looks very good on me. So,
you know, there's one moment that most ball fans remember in Athens, Georgia, particularly with you. Is there a specific moment, maybe even outside of that one big one, that you'll take with you throughout your career?
Oh, yeah, that last bowl game is just one right there. I mean, I remember being on the sidelines like, we're not leaving out here without a W. You know, I just kept telling them, we're not doing it. And for them to just rally like the way they did, you know, and for us to come out on top, man, it just means everything because it just caps off what that team went through that whole season. And that'll always be a band of brothers I can always fall back on. And I can't wait, you know, to see what they do this year, man. As long as they listen to Jeremy Pruitt and his coaching staff, they will not have no problem.
Juwan Jennings has been our guest on the Midday 180, queued up by Edley's Barbecue.